in the back of the Beamer. Now, mama, what's up? I know that you're a schemer, but you can't be frontin' when it comes to this. Put down your back tricks, give me a kiss. I got a castle in the Paris, got a crib in the city. I said I'd get you something nice, something pretty, and I did. And you liked it like that, to be so big and to be so fast. Because we up in the mud house, over in the club, getting crumb, bling, bling, I got some love for you. Ass moving so fast, can't think. Big buzz bouncing up on the sink. I wish you was here, but I can't be sure. The night's all black, everything's a blur. Got my jacket on, smoking, looking like too sunny on the table, on the shit's all I'm saying. Ain't got no dough, all got my body.
There's a box of open Cheerios side stage.
Yeah, I know. Jess has been eating Cheerios all evening.
Mostly and to soak up the fireball I had before the show.
Seriously.
And then somebody brought me a Natty Light, which I haven't had since college, so. Hey, let's play the game. Who's the drunkest person in the room?
I'm going to nominate me.
Oh, no, you? You've sobered up a little bit. Sorry.
Is that your friend?
He
or is that my friend
first.
Or is that our friend?
That's our. I think we have joint custody. We have joint custody of
right.
Jeremiah. Okay, but let's talk about our first guest on the podcast.
Yes.
Which is Chicks Vodka.
Yes, right here. Everybody here. A round of applause for Chicks Vodka.
Turn it around. Your face really should have been on the front of the bottle. Turn it around.
It's finally coming to a store near you as far as
November 6th.
November 6th, if you live in Indiana, Iowa, Oregon.
I don't know. I think right now there's
Illinois.
Seven states?
Seven states. And soon to be wherever they want to sell it. There it is right there. It's real vodka. And
it's
in an
actual
bottle.
And I got a new job as an alcohol
rep. She's a liquor representative. If you'd like to talk
to
Jess about
it. Never sold anything except at the concession stand.
That's not true. A walking taco?
Walking tacos. That's the only thing I've ever sold.
Those are darn good.
Definitely.
All right. Should we welcome our first guest?
Let's welcome our first guest.
Ladies and gentlemen, a big round of applause. You're going to recognize this guy. Let's hear it for Rob Belushi.
Yay.
Yeah. Here he comes. Right here. I'd stand up, but I can't. Rob, how are you? Good to see you.
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good to see you,
thank
Rob.
Thank you for that smattering of polite applause.
That's
I
not
like
bad,
jacket.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
You're
I like
darn right.
Thanks. We kind of match.
I know. We blend right into the black background here.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
So are you guys in some sort of army that I'm not aware of? Mm-hmm. Or
we are. We're in the laugh army.
The laugh army.
We kill laughs whenever they come up and make sure their laughter does not win.
You snuff them out.
You said backstage you use the term comedy vacuum.
Yes.
And
yeah.
Someone called me that too. And so when you said that, I was like, oh.
Who called her? Are they in this room that called her a comedy
vacuum?
No,
that's when I stopped checking iTunes.
Oh, okay.
They would,
yeah, that's true.
When they talk about
that happens.
Just as a comedy vacuum.
This
comments.
Is great. Yeah, I suck all the fun out of every room. And this is a great support meeting for me right
Good.
Now. It's important
we
to have 12-step meetings
right.
for those
Are you
who
super
room.
Codependent, too?
Oh, my God. And controlling.
Oh,
yeah.
Let's
so
do
it's
this.
Perfect.
All right.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I'm the sanest guy at the table. This is incredible. I've never been happier in my life.
Oh, this is fantastic for me. I feel the center of attention.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Now, Rob, what do you... What do you do? Where do you live? What's your story? Tell me everything about you, Rob.
Oh my gosh. Where
yeah,
to start?
Go, go.
I mean, I'm an actor that's based in Los Angeles right now. I grew up in Chicago.
That's L.A., right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's L.A.
All right.
Louisiana, L.A.
Uh-huh, that's right.
And
Lower Alabama.
That's right, Lower Alabama. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. And I grew up in Chicago and then went to high school in L.A., went back to Chicago after college to train as an actor and in improv and whatnot, and you know, feel like a Midwestern guy at heart. And
so you have good manners is what you're saying.
I'm exceedingly polite.
That's right. So
but
no
I'm
matter.
Also use a lot of profanity. So
fucking A.
Yeah,
okay.
Fucking A, exactly.
You're darn right.
Exactly.
All right, fair enough. Now your last name, let's talk about that for a second.
Okay.
That's Belushi, right?
That's right, yeah.
Is that anybody we would know as far as Belushi goes? Or is
if
it just a...
Yeah, if you've if you've eaten hot dogs on Martin Luther King Boulevard in Chicago,
nice.
There's Adam Belushi hot dog stand.
All right, here's
I'm
what I
that
do.
Belushi.
Here's
yeah.
what I do. My daughter goes to Columbia College in Chicago.
Okay, great.
Right,
yeah.
yeah. And I go, I take, oddly enough, I take Lakeshore
mm-hmm.
over to Hayes. That's ironic, isn't
that is
it?
That is ironic.
And then I go downtown, and I hit State Street. And
right around Roosevelt,
because
you find
parts
around
Chicago.
Roosevelt,
yeah.
I don't go to Robert Morris because she's not there.
No, no.
And
so past that.
There's
Roosevelt College. You go right
there's
past
Columbia
there.
Columbia College.
Yeah.
Did you do that, or where did you go to college? What's your deal?
I went to film school at Wesleyan University in Connecticut, but
oh.
I do have a connection.
Holy moly, that's a good one.
Yeah, yeah, it was
okay.
good.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one.
I love that school. It was great.
Yeah.
But. Actually, I do. I'm here at Crossroads Comedy Festival with my partner, John Barinholtz, and our two-man improv show is called Sheldon, and Sheldon...
Can I compliment you on the name, Sheldon? That's great.
Thank you.
That's a great name.
Oh, the compliment is before it's even explained, which
are
is
you
how polite you are.
No, no, Sheldon.
You are a Midwestern manners
man. Here's the improv
man.
Group. Sheldon.
Sheldon.
I'm ready to laugh.
Thank you. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
Well, John and I both had a teacher at the school at Steppenwolf. His name was Sheldon Patinkin, and he was the dean of theater at Columbia College. And
okay.
Oh.
No kidding.
We
wow.
lost him. We lost him last year.
Oh.
So we're very pleased to perform under his name. We've been performing under his name before we lost him, more to make him
so
upset
now it's,
with us.
It's
right.
a lot easier
oh.
making cutting checks as far as he's not there anymore.
Yeah,
so,
now
yeah.
it's more of an homage.
Gotcha,
yeah.
gotcha.
Yeah,
kind of an homage, right.
He was a beautiful, wonderful man and,
sure.
the heartbeat of Columbia's artistic program. So it's
oh.
a fantastic school, and your daughter's a lucky girl that you provide for her that way.
Well... Provide is, think of that word, all-encompassing.
Banish her up north. Banish her up north.
No. I'm going to say whatever, would she, you know what the worst invention in the history of the world is?
What's that?
Chase Quick Pay.
I don't use it. I don't use it. I use Square
Here's
Cash.
How my texts start. Rob, Daddy, can you send me X?
Right.
Why, sure, darling.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know what it's for. I'm guessing a kegger, but whatever.
That's fantastic.
What can I do? It's
you do
helping.
You, Ellie. You do you.
It's helping for her education.
Mm-hmm.
See, but fathers who get that
yeah.
think that they're pushovers. I see that as a mark of, like, an amazingly loving parent.
Mm-hmm.
My father did not do that. In fact.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Let's talk about your deadbeat dad for a second.
Yeah. He charged me, so I had to...
He charged you, really?
I had to pay all my own bills in high school, my phone bill, my car insurance,
wow.
all this stuff. And
are you shitting me? Really?
I had it... I did have it pretty great. You know, it's not like...
Sure.
I didn't have opportunity, but I could never ask him for money, which was insane.
Wow.
Because he had money. And I feel like that motherfucker owes me, you know what I'm saying?
I couldn't agree more. What
yeah.
do you think? The motherfucker owes him?
Well, I'm not going to call him a motherfucker.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's the thing you don't know about Jess, or maybe you do, is that she, mm-hmm. How can I put this delicately, is in love with your father. So
oh.
I think she could be your stepmom
in another
life.
I would love it. it would make our family so much more functional.
Introduce me?
Yeah, of course. I'm sure.
No, that's silly. Can you introduce
just
me?
Just put an ad on Back Pages, and I'm sure you'll meet him.
So I...
Too soon? Was that not funny? I said
it's
here.
It's improv. It's funny. You're darn right
funny.
It is.
No, I just... just big crush. My whole... Since I was little... Like, about last night, big crush.
Oh, yeah. Funny
little,
movie.
Little.
Here's
yeah.
the thing.
He's great.
Here's
now.
The thing.
Yeah.
I will tell you what no one else will tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I ever watched a minute of According to Your Father.
Yeah.
No, I don't know if it missed me. Yeah, I don't know if it missed me or what. I mean, but about last night, fabulous.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's great in that. Yeah.
I love
right, and your dad's what's his name? Rob Lowe, right?
Yeah. He
yes,
is. Watch My Father, he's amazing in The Grinder, Tuesdays on Fox. You know, I look a lot like Rob Lowe, thanks
Seriously,
to my mother.
What is
and,
that?
Uh-huh.
What is that like? And I, you know.
Well, it's hard growing up because Rob Lowe had sex with an underage girl.
And now it's all forgiven,
stain.
Right?
Yeah, I mean.
All of a sudden, he's like, let's forget all the Republican or Democratic or I forget what convention it was.
Yeah.
But he had his dick out. Yeah. And,
It just goes to show you, you can't keep a talented man down. Because Rob
Perfect.
Lowe
That's
is
true.
An amazingly talented actor and so funny. And gosh, great Rob Lowe movie that not enough people have seen. I don't know if this is what your podcast is about.
Our
obscure
podcast
Rob
is about
Lowe movies.
It is now.
It is right now.
Bad Influence with James Spader. Directed by Curtis Hanson, who did L.A. Confidential.
Yeah.
Yes.
They made James Spader. Everyone is fucking bored into their...
No.
Guys... Netflix this right now. Bad Influence.
Hang
Rob
on.
Lowe. It's crazy. More.
I'll,
thank
I'll
you.
I'll take this. If any of you fuckers fall asleep again, I'm going to. No.
Very
James
weird
Spader
movie.
In Blacklist.
Yeah.
That, probably you know
this
him.
This is my
from
uncle
right
James
now.
Spader.
There
he's
you
in
go.
Blacklist.
yeah, that's right.
Mondays on NBC at 10 p.m.
Here's what I will tell you. I have three children, and the ones that want
Prolific.
To use it, as far as I know.
Yeah.
the ones who want to use it say, oh, well, and I've nowhere near your dad's celebrity, but I have a little itty bitty teeny tiny piece of whatever.
He knew who you were.
Anyway, my point is, did you go to your dad and say, you have no idea how tough it is being your son?
No, I think I was too busy.
Okay, good. See, my fucking son did, and I got two daughters, and no, I'm. That's kind of serious. You know what I mean?
I do know what you
mean.
Yeah. I mean, I could have a long talk with your son. I think a lot of that pressure is something he probably puts on himself.
Right.
I know I did, and.
But
I
you
think
had like, a huge. I want to draw a metaphor, but I can't. It was I can't imagine having your father and your uncle as before you, and then trying to make your way in the entertainment world.
It's a very recognizable name.
Absolutely,
and that's,
I mean,
that's why I went into
here's
embezzling as my first career. But I'm terrible at
I want to make the finest leather goods this side of Illinois.
You know, I just.
But people have a preconceived notion before they even meet you. As far as that's what I think this guy's about, because that's what his father and his uncle were, and here
sure,
we go.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's the case. You know, I think anyone struggles to outlive the legacy of their parents, whether they're very successful or totally unsuccessful. And I think that's what a lot of people have to deal with in one way or the other. Yes, I agree there's notoriety with mine, but, you know... I'm going to start crying in a minute, but...
that's what this podcast is known for.
Yeah.
I don't
we
know.
We usually cry.
Everybody knows that, yeah.
I just think that, you know, I'm not them, and I realized that quite a while ago, and I have a lot of respect for their success, but, you know, I'm a lot different than those guys, and
right.
they're amazing at what they do, and, you know, but... If my DUIs are on my record, then so are my successes. You know what I'm saying? But I do think they're great at what they do.
Yeah.
Or we're great.
So outside of Sheldon, what other projects do you have going on?
Well, I am losing you podcast followers right now. That's
okay.
my main project.
That's not a problem.
I have
we do that on our own
a meeting
good.
With your son in a couple minutes.
That's right.
And you know, I'm always working. I'm doing a little tour right now with my partner. We are writing partners, so we have a couple scripts in development for television and film. Let's see, this year I worked on The Mentalist, I worked on Chicago PD, I worked How I Met Your Mother last year, I just wrapped a little indie movie called Doubting Thomas.
Okay.
Shooting an independent pilot next week, I think, so just things come up
right.
and I do them, and other than that I like to teach improvisation because I like to put positivity in the world, man. You
wow,
know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Good.
Not me.
No.
I'm Mr. Negative. That's what I am. If you think you're having a good day, come talk to me.
I like that.
I'll turn it right the fuck around.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, so
Thank you so much. I know you have
guys.
A flight to catch.
Yeah, yeah.
So
thank you guys for having me. It's a real pleasure. And
you're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Thank you very
thank
much.
You very
Ron Belushi,
you.
Everybody.
Thank you so much.
Give him a round of applause. Ron Belushi.
Thank you.
Well, he was delightful. I mean, not was. He is delightful.
He is delightful.
Yeah.
Very
okay.
handsome. He's very
I
handsome.
Can hear you.
Oh, Jesus. Mary and Joseph.
My crush just changed.
You shifted it over to Rob?
Yeah.
What about that older guy thing you used to
Well,
have?
You know.
There's some people giggling out there. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah. Hey, so you have a vodka.
Yes, it's called Chicks Vodka, and this is kind of serious. I don't know if they're going to sponsor the podcast or not, but as far as I'm concerned, they are.
I'll talk to sales about it.
If you're in the Quad Cities on November
6th.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's somebody's birthday.
I will be there. Huh?
It is somebody's birthday. I don't know who.
November 6th?
November 6th.
Karen? No, that's Halloween.
It's someone I don't know. Who?
My birthday's
It's Amy's birthday.
Who?
I know your birthday. Jeremiah's birthday was last week.
Hang on. I'll take this. Jeremiah, you want to shut up, okay? I was kidding. Am I that good of an actor? Maybe I should go.
Do you drink natural light?
Here, let me have a taste of that. I haven't had a natural light.
Since ever?
Ever,
I don't
think.
Ever, I would assume.
Before it was invented. I've been around that
I did
long.
The Century Club with Natty Light. I made it to 36.
Oh, Jesus Christ, that's awful.
Fail. It's actually not that awful.
Now,
maybe
is the Century Club anything like football?
What's the Century Club in football?
Football.
Look around like somebody knows more about football than you.
No, you have a yard of beer, and for every 10 yards, you get a first down, and then...
Is that true?
Something like that.
Okay,
yeah.
So
am I right on that?
He's right.
Thank you, whatever your name is. Yeah, see?
Is it Tyler? Okay.
Oh, hi, Tyler. Have you heard of the foot... what's it called? I bet you have, Tyler. You son of a bitch.
Why is it when we have these live podcasts, people just think like we're in our basement?
Because that
we
bring
out
the... I have my attorney here. I'd like to warn all of you.
We need to talk later, actually.
Joe is here. Marty's here. Mrs. Marty's here.
Amy. Mrs. Marty is Amy.
Her name's not important.
Isn't it funny how they have the same letters in their name?
That's your possession, as far as I'm concerned. That's the way I was raised. There's a husband
Marty,
and his wife.
Marty, you can talk to my attorney.
Huh?
I mean, Amy, you should talk to my attorney. Oh,
perhaps.
Cool. I wish we had cards.
Perhaps before we bring out our next guest, while I'm trying to remember his name.
I was going
to
tell you Century Club.
Oh, go ahead, Century Club.
Century
yeah.
Club is where you take 100 shots of beer, and I think you take one. Do you take it every minute?
I need 100 shots of beer.
Can you call security?
I don't know what's going on over there. He's your friend, and now he's my friend, and
just
all of a sudden he's our friend.
He was my friend first.
Let's
now he's our friend.
Anyway, Century, 100 shots of beer.
100 shots of beer in how many minutes, Jeff? You're young, you know.
Bibs?
And you're unhelpful, so you're young and unhelpful. Thanks.
1 minute.
It's a
That's
minute.
Bullshit.
Minute.
You
it's
can't drink anything in a minute. What
hey.
Are you?
Hey.
Huh?
Chick.
Yeah.
So I just kind of glanced.
Yeah.
I think my friends are here.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Other than your loud ass, Jeremiah, yes.
The, for lack of a better term, the crackers are here. And
is that a new pal reference?
No. Anybody ask me what my favorite cracker is? Graham, thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, the Graham crackers.
That's right.
Yes.
And Jenny is here.
None of those people live in New Pal now.
Jenny is here, and the other one. Yeah, that's right.
Melissa, Jenny D, and the Grams.
That's right.
Ooh, that should be a band.
Wait
Melissa,
a minute.
Jenny D, and the Grams.
Hang on. If the both the Grams are here, where are the babies?
In the van.
In the van. With a box of Cheerios. Maybe that was their Cheerios I was eating.
That's the way my mom did it. I'm going to tell
you. Your mom didn't leave you Cheerios.
No, that's true. She. And we did not have a van. I can tell you that.
You didn't have a van? What'd
Where
you guys
I?
Drive?
Hmm?
You're going to say a car that I've never even heard of.
A Chevrolet.
Impala.
Biscayne.
No, that's not even real. Yeah, that's not real.
Motherfucker, I'm not making it up. Is that right? Impala. Impala?
I said Impala. They Chevrolet still have Impala. Those.
57 Chevrolet Impala.
In what year?
57. I just said that.
No, I know, but I didn't know if you had a, if you had a brand new car.
Brand new, baby.
Okay, that's nice.
Oh, wait a minute. No. Yeah, what? No.
No?
Well, we had a, probably had a 57 and 63. So that's not bad.
That's not terrible.
It's not bad at all.
Not bad at all.
No.
No.
Thank you, Tyler.
How long did you have it?
Until they come and got it, as my mom would say.
They come and got it.
That is a true story. We had we
you had a
always
car repossessed?
We always had the Mercury equivalent of whatever Ford.
Oh right.
Like a Ford Torino.
Yeah.
Everyone's heard of a Ford Torino. No. We had a Mercury Cyclone.
Mm. I know a Mercury Sable.
Not even the same thing.
Oh.
I got my license, of course, when I was 16, but I was older and anyway, because I was when I was born and I was a little slow. Here's my point.
Right. Good story.
I got my license, and I was pulling the Mercury Cyclone out, and we parked the cars on the curb, pulling it out, didn't look. First time ever behind the wheel by myself, pulled out. Guy was driving down the street, minding his own business. I pull out. He rams right into the side of me.
What'd you do?
Well, my mother, for the first time, said, "We can't have anything nice."
The first time?
First time.
That was the first time she ever said that?
No, no, it's not the first time she ever said that, but the first time I remember it because, you know, they prove that memory is enhanced by adrenaline or whatever. So when
sure.
he crushed me and she came out. And
right.
I'm going to leave the part out where she hit me, but my point is.
I'd have hit you.
Right there and bang. Well, I didn't know.
I'd have thumped you in the head.
Okay.
So my dad let me
substitute
drive a car.
Thump with. Okay, go ahead. What?
My dad let me. We had a big, a 1979 Suburban, three tone, beautiful blue Suburban.
How many tones?
Three tone. It was three. I'm not gonna say two tone. It was three tone.
Three
it was,
tone.
It was like ombre before ombre was cool. Okay.
Oh, okay.
And this is like 1995, so we were at the Ball Diamonds.
Way back in 95.
Way
huh?
back in 95.
I wonder where I was in 95. Oh, right the fuck here. That's right. Okay.
So my dad would let me drive the car from the Ball Diamonds back to the house in case he forgot something. Well, he didn't tell me he had.
Wait a minute. How old were you when you were doing this?
Oh,
do you
not
have your
no.
learners?
No, not even my
well,
learners.
Well, he was breaking the law.
Breaking the law.
Breaking the law.
So, but he didn't tell me that he had a bucket of balls parked behind the truck.
Golf balls?
No.
Baseballs.
Baseballs.
Okay.
Pitching practice.
Right.
So I put the car in reverse. I'm feeling hot shit. I'm going to cruise through Ivydale. It's going to be awesome. What happens was I got the bucket of balls stuck underneath the truck. Yeah.
In the basket that holds the bucket of balls.
No, just the bucket of balls. Like a, those big buckets and you flip them over and you sit on them in the garage.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, like a plastic bucket?
Yes.
Okay.
Like a Home Depot bucket.
Like you put all that in there and you get 20% off.
Something stupid.
Right.
But.
It's stuck underneath the Suburban.
Yeah.
You can't go forwards or backwards.
Mm-mm. So we had to call a tow truck and lift the truck up to get the bucket of balls off of it. I didn't get to drive the truck anymore after that.
Mm-mm-mm.
But I didn't get thumped either. But my dad did something worse than hitting me.
That wasn't physical. You weren't, they weren't physical with you, right?
No.
For the most part?
I mean, I got whoopings.
Well, you were a girl.
Whoopings.
Though, right? You get whoopings?
Do kids still say whoopings?
That was really
new
Freudian there.
Yeah.
No, you just
no,
fell
whoopings?
Out of your mouth.
Yeah, we got whoopings, but my dad just had to look at me, and I was like, Mom.
See, you got whoopings? I got my ass beat.
Well, if we're talking about my
mother.
But
as we've covered, I've pretty much been this size since seventh grade, I'm going to say.
Have you?
And my mom was.
And your mom was smaller than me.
Smaller than you,
yeah.
So. What choice did she have but to hit me with...
I'd have hit you, too.
Hit me in the head with a cue stick. You know, nothing bleeds like a head wound.
You know, people love when you talk about
this. It's the truth.
I know, but it's kind of over.
Is it?
Is it?
Does it ever really end?
I don't know. But you talk about my mom. should we taste the vodka? Can I taste
we
it?
We can taste the vodka. Who wants to taste the vodka? I've tasted the vodka at home by myself.
Okay, I'm looking out in the crowd. We need like seven shot glasses.
Everybody gets a shot.
Everybody gets a shot. You're the
first. We need a shot glass.
The first of the public.
Marty, Joe, Jeremiah, Spangle.
Jeremiah's a doer. Spangle's not having any. I'm out.
Have a fucking drink of alcohol, will ya?
How much did everybody love our podcast with Spangle, where he educated us? Aunt Karen called me. She said, I like him.
Hit it. Oh, it has a cork.
No one will hit
See,
Aunt Karen.
See, we're going to. Doesn't it smell delightful?
Like vodka.
Take a pull. Smooth as a baby's ass?
Mmm. It is good. I just need a mixer.
Mixer?
Actually, that I could drink that straight.
Yeah.
Let
yeah.
me fucking have it.
Son of a... Yeah, tell me about it. And can
That's
I tell
really
you this?
That's really good.
Can I tell you this? This tell is honest to God.
You tell me.
That's the first drink out of Chick's Vodka since it was invented.
You know, when we were kids.
Just the way I invented it.
Really?
I had the taste, but that's the first one out of a bottle.
That's
any
good.
Bottle.
So what happened when we were kids? When we were kids.
Ooh, here we go.
We would have.
Vibs! Here, come here, Vibs. Say hi. Roberson, come here. Say hi. Hi, Vibs.
Hello.
Jeff, if I want to listen to your podcast, how do I find it?
You can go to jeffibbert.com, V-I-B-B-E-R-T. Thank you very much.
Hi, Chick. Hi, Jess.
Hi.
It's Mr. Roberson right there. He's a stand-up comedian.
I know who he is.
Or he's a sitting comedian.
What do you call it when you mix vodka with beer?
A Boilermaker?
No.
No? Isn't that a shot and a beer, right? Really? Spoken like
Jenny
an alcoholic,
knows.
Okay.
Jenny knows kid abuse and mixed drinks.
Did you see how low-cut Jenny's dress is tonight?
No, but I can't wait since you noticed.
Yeah, I mean, you can't not notice. She's barely dressed. Look
so,
at her.
You know, these are the people I do First Thursday cards with.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard about that.
We've never played cards. But, so, my suggestion was we're gonna do a dating thing for Jenny around Valentine's Day where we're going to find her a man.
Who is? Come on, Jeremiah.
Marty and Amy, here you go.
Grab it, Marty. Take the.
So what we're going to do, we're going to do a Valentine's Day special, and we're going to set Jenny up. Did you hear me?
You're going to set Jenny up on Valentine's Day.
On the podcast, we're gonna find people.
This isn't a dating podcast.
Oh, it is now.
Look,
people are tired
I'm
to
in
hear
charge
about
of this
shit.
Podcast, okay? This is my podcast.
That's the most adorable thing I've heard all day.
Yeah, that's total bullshit. Whatever you want to do, dear. It's up to you.
Good answer. Yeah, let's hear it, everybody. No,
here's to us. Ready?
One, two, three. Here's to you. Here's to me. I already had some.
Oh, hey, that is smooth. That's smoother than the batch I okayed. That's impossible. And it's nice, right? All right.
It's gonna sit really good on
top
of that fireball.
That's Chick's Vodka. Send me an email if you'd like to carry
but
that.
Look at that. Isn't that an awesome bottle? That's a great design. Whoever approved that.
PJ Younger.
I know, but who approved it?
Jess Hooker.
There you go. Good answer.
Approved that.
It says that right here in the bottom.
It's Good Time Vodka. Jess Good Time. Chick Good Time.
Ooh. I want Jess's good time. What are we doing? What am I going to get?
Well, it comes with a cost. Here's the problem.
You know how... Motherfucker.
Mother...
So you know what I think we should do? You know how sometimes when you buy great big hairsprays, you get little sample hairsprays next to it?
Sure.
No, you don't.
A little error.
But you do. You so what I think we should
you
do...
You think this just happens?
No, I know what happens to make that happen. There's like 8 bottles of different shampoo and conditioner in your bathroom.
You leave me and Vibbert out of that.
Are you in the shampoo conditioner family? You have all the shampoo and conditioner? Is that why you house sit his dog?
We were talking about shampoos dog and sit. Conditioners last night at the Fishers football game.
You were?
Yeah.
We don't know anything about Fishers and New Pal. State champs, undefeated. Thank you very much.
What class, though?
4A.
It's like
motherfucker.
Little, it's
4A.
Like, it's like,
and we're the smallest school in 4A.
And
I don't think there's any reason to start cursing.
Coach Ralph, he's hot too.
See, I thought that was his first name.
No, his last name's Ralph.
Turns out first name's Kyle.
Kyle Ralph.
Those don't go together.
I don't care. He's still hot. I'll find one.
We should bring out our next guest, possibly.
He's a beautiful, burly man. So anyway, no, but real quick, I just want an airplane-sized vodka with Jess's face on it that says Jess's good time. No, Jess is fucking good
on the
good
side
time.
Of the...
Yeah, like you would get, like we would put them together. Melissa needs to be our salesperson.
Hang on, someone's yelling at me.
No, it's Melissa.
You need to shut your dirty mouth.
Melissa's on board. Melissa really could be our salesperson. We'll talk about this later.
Okay.
Anyway, a little, with my little face on it. Actually, my face is very big, but...
I was just going to say.
You were going to say my face is big?
He was. He admitted it.
Yeah. Yeah, I had it loaded and ready to fall out of my mouth.
I do have a large face.
Only because there's that famous picture of you and Christy. And Christy, of course, arguably has a teeny tiny head.
It really is. It's like this mic.
Yeah.
This is my head, and this
yeah.
is Christy's.
It's pretty much, yeah.
That's what
the same
happened.
Thing. A little pea brain head.
She is. I'll post that picture when we do that. She's all beautiful. Right. Shut up. Hey, we have one more guest.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
I am.
Are
from
you
the
ready?
Podcast.
You got buzz.
Huh?
I'm a little buzzed.
I'm drunker than hell. I don't know what you're doing. Okay. Buzz my ass. I don't know what you're talking about.
Spangle, you writing checks? Yep. Spangle writing a check?
He's writing me a check. I don't go forward until I don't go any farther until I get more money.
our next guest.
From the podcast Tomology?
Like a book.
Like a book. Tome. You know, people.
Tomfoolery, but good try.
Here's the thing. People sit around.
Yeah.
And write.
Tomology. What are you talking about?
It's the study of. It's the study of tomes.
No. It's tomfoolery.
Is Cody coming out now?
Cody Melcher, everybody.
Cody! Big round of applause for Cody. Hi, Cody. How are you? Have a seat right there.
I feel like I should apologize first.
Yeah, right. Oh, no.
But look, this is the best dressed person we've ever had on the podcast.
Do I do this? Yes. Hi.
That is some fucking jacket. Let me tell you.
Thank you.
Let me see both your ears.
Oh, and a tie. Look at that tie.
His earrings match his tie.
They do. Yes.
I would notice that.
Thank you. I
You're
appreciate
welcome.
That. Yeah.
I know.
And the skulls match the tie as well. But
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
my wow.
goal for the festival was to wear a different outfit for every night.
Well,
so this is the third outfit. It's my second favorite, though. Last night was the best outfit.
I would. Do you have pictures?
Yeah, there are pictures on my Facebook fan page.
Okay, what's your Facebook fan page?
Facebook.com/CodyMelcherESQ. It's also my Instagram and my Twitter.
CodyMelcher?
Yep, as in one who melches.
I have melched. I will melch. I have melched. Melt
yes.
The melcher.
I melch. He melches. She melches. We melch. Vosotros melches. There you go.
Everybody melt.
So I grew up in Texas. It was the Spanish just got drilled into me.
Cody, tell me everything about you. I'm fascinated. Go.
Everything. Okay.
Yep.
I was born in Houston, Texas.
Nope. Stop. That's enough.
Okay.
Oh.
Fair enough.
Kidding, Cody. Enough. Kidding.
Oh, no. I'll allow it.
I was cheering for the Astros.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm more of a Rangers fan anyway, so it's okay.
No shit. Yeah. Me too. But they, but because they were the Senators, and then they became the Rangers.
Fair enough.
You
fair
wouldn't
enough.
Know that.
Are you guys talking
no,
about
I do. I also
oh,
like,
you know
I
that?
I like the Titans. They used to be the Oilers.
Well, congratulations.
Oh,
you know that.
Appreciate
good job.
That.
Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I come from a long.
How do you feel about J.J. Watt?
I don't have strong opinions about particular people. I'm more of a.
I love him.
I'm more of a big game field situation. Like,
you are?
I have teams I support, and I have players in the past that I used to like, but I don't have the ability to really keep up specifically.
Who's your favorite player
in the
past?
I'm more of a hockey and fencing person.
Of course.
Wait a minute. I thought you said what I heard is
hockey
and
fencing.
Is what
yeah,
I heard.
I'm
they
more
do
of a
that together now.
Yeah. So. My favorite, well, hockey's in preseason.
Hockey's in season
and
right now.
Fencing is technically always in season.
Texas,
but,
Dallas Stars, right? Hockey?
Hockey actually Ducks, Anaheim Ducks.
Well, that's
Anaheim
nowhere
Ducks?
Near, correct me if I'm wrong, that's nowhere near fucking Texas. Okay?
Is it? But here's the, yeah, so the weird thing is, so my growing up, my brother, my older brother.
Older.
What's his name?
Trey.
Trey.
All right. Third brother?
Well, he was the third in our line. There's several divorces involved.
Okay.
Oh yeah. What a bunch of fucking losers.
He
yeah.
Was the
right.
Third of a name. But anyway.
Yeah. I've been divorced three times. Go ahead though,
yeah,
Cody.
So we used to. He loved Disneyland. So we used to go to Disneyland all the time when I was growing up.
Oh, the Ducks.
So we went to Ducks games because he liked hockey. And I actually was a Ducks fan before I knew that there was a movie. And then I found out there was a movie later.
You know who's in it? The Mighty Ducks?
Emilio
Estevez.
That is true.
I love
Emilio!
That.
Yes. The sheen that's doing okay.
Semi.
Correct me if I'm wrong. And I'm pointing at Jess, did not know that Estevez is the last names of the Sheens.
I didn't first.
Martin Sheen's real name is Ramon Estevez.
Yep.
Emilio Estevez and Carlos Estevez are the
Charlie
Sheens.
Charlie Sheen.
And they're from Dayton, Ohio.
And there's actually like five or six kids.
And a friend of mine said he saw Ramon Estevez, Martin Sheen, getting gas at a Shell on Thanksgiving.
Martin is in
Beaver Creek, Ohio.
That would make a lot of sense.
Is it Grace and Frankie? Is that the new Netflix show with Martin Sheen?
Yeah, Frank and Grace and Frankie.
I love that.
Yeah, it's
fantastic.
Love it.
I've watched
Who's watching that?
It's a great
show.
I'm watching it.
On Netflix. It's great.
You too. Hit it.
I got it.
It's a good show.
Whatever.
Sounds like an alternative lifestyle. I don't know where I am on that.
I am wearing this outfit, so I can't speak on that.
Oh, my God. Stop being old, white, and Midwestern, please.
Well, what do you want me to be? What I've been doing up till now is not working, so whatever you want.
I know, but old, white, and Midwestern's boring. You're much more attractive and trendy to be all those things. Chick is.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear that. What?
You're much more. Don't you agree?
He has a nice haircut.
He has a good haircut. He wears the white well.
Here's the thing. I am a silver daddy.
I'm sure.
Am I not?
I think they would call that a polar bear.
Ooh, polar bear, y'all.
I've caught up on the nomenclature.
Polar bears kill for the fun of it.
Well, so do a lot of things.
Yeah, that's true.
You know. Sea otters rape baby seals to death.
No.
For fun.
Do they really?
Yeah, for fun.
That.
Otters, really?
For sexual pleasure, yeah.
Son of a gun.
Anyway, sorry. River otter's still okay. No seals there.
No
so,
seals.
Cody, tell me about your podcast. Tell me about your comedian.
Stand up.
Stand up.
Okay. And did you want me to go with the life story part, or was Houston?
Yeah.
Was Houston the death?
Where were we? I forgot.
Houston.
Grew up in Houston, Texas. Went to college in Austin. Live in Chicago now.
Okay.
I love Austin.
Yeah, Austin.
I don't
great.
Know about Houston. I've never been.
You
there.
Love Austin, and you've never
Houston's
been to Austin.
I've been to Austin a couple times.
When have you
Houston's
been to Austin?
Fun.
The Bob and Tom Comedy Tour. We were there. We went to Chewy's to see where the Bush twins got thrown out.
There
Am
you
I
go.
Right on that?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
They have great Tex-Mex there because they're Texas.
Tex-Mex. Yeah, it's the type of food.
And Mexico. Thank you, Cody.
It's a great food.
And
oh, boo you. It's
a
lot
amazing.
Of, queso? Queso? No.
A lot of queso.
I will fight you over
queso.
Queso
is Tex-Mex.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, queso is Tex-Mex.
The Bat Bridge in Austin?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, over on Congress. Yeah.
What did
billions.
You major in Austin?
I was film and rhetoric, dual degree, but I didn't get
hang
either
on,
of them.
Hang on. I thought you
Stop
said
it.
Rhetoric.
Did you say rhetoric?
Yes.
That's a for real?
Yes.
And if there's a... If there's a major for rhetoric, how am I not? I don't have my master's in rhetoric.
Well, and that's what
you should have your honorary at least.
Rhetoric is actually what led to the podcast. Because the podcast, what we do is we talk about weird and fucked up books. So I bring on two people, I make them read a book, and then we discuss it. Yes, a book.
I would
do
that.
What was the last one?
The last one.
That's an honest question.
The last book we did was Dating for Under a Dollar, 301 Ideas for Dates You Can Do That Cost Less Than a Dollar.
You Ooh. Can't please a broad for under a dollar. Am I right, fellas?
Well,
you're darn right. Suck on that.
I would say if you use the dollar strategically, you could probably get some road on it.
I'm guessing true. If you know how to do it right, you don't need a dollar
That's
at all.
That's right. You Fair need to enough. Hold your breath. You need to hold your breath.
Well, I mean,
spend some time. Am I right, fellas?
As far as I know, most of those beds use quarters anyway. But,
yeah, there you go. That's true.
The,
do they still have those?
Yes, in some motels. tomorrow
Magic
I'm doing a live one here for the festival, and we are doing the Ted Cruz coloring book.
Really?
Yeah.
That's nice.
It's going to be great. Stuart Huff, Alex Kuman, and Jordan Matherlick are going to
nice.
Be on that one.
That
That's
sounds
fun.
Great.
Yeah,
yeah.
Some of the best
You
ones.
Had me until Jordan Matherlick. I don't know about that. I don't know about that guy. Are you with me on that?
Okay. Some of the best episodes we've had. We had a book called The Pink Swastika, which was a book about a quote unquote nonfiction book about how homosexuals started the Holocaust.
Really?
So that they could get rights in the 90s.
Sure.
We had the book about how comic books were destroying America.
Oh, I've long thought that.
We did a book that was called "Horny Ghost of Osama Bin Laden." It was a near 300 page long erotic fan fiction about Osama Bin Laden's ghost coming back to life and just fucking people. It was real weird. Yeah, so we run the gamut.
Have you heard of the Star Trek fan driven
the porn?
Porn
I've seen
between.
It.
Captain Kirk and Spock, right?
Oh, that one. That one's a different one. Yes. I've heard of that one, have not seen that one.
By that one, I mean the one I'm turned on by. Is what I'm, yeah.
I saw the Next Generation one. That was a good one. Actually, there's a Batman porn, a 1960s Batman porn that's actually really well done, and I believe has the original commissioner from the 60s Batman in it.
No way!
Yes way. What? Commissioner? Yes, Commissioner Gordon. Yes,
Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah, not the other commissioner. Not Ringo Starr. But yeah.
Commissioner Starkey? No, not him.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Anyway, so that's the podcast.
Wow.
And then I also do stand-up in Chicago. That's pretty much.
Are you learning stuff?
Pretty much
there's
me.
Lots of porn, right? Yeah.
We could also talk about my dad, who is a former professional wrestler.
Is your dad?
MMA fighter.
Who's your dad?
Hold it.
Because Rob set the tone for dads.
He did. So who's your dad?
Talk about dads.
We can talk about dads to the
day. He
was
a jobber in the late 80s. He was an AWA champion, I think, in 87. I can't always remember
the year.
Is that
the Minnesota?
It was where at Hogan? That time, it was kind of in competition with WWF. It was like right around the screw job. But
that's right.
Yeah, that's the term. And then he did a little bit with WWF, but he was also acting at the time, so he didn't want to sign a contract with Vince, because Vince owns your acting career once you do
that.
Yeah,
Vince McMahon's a worst.
Yeah, oh yeah, and also that.
Or a shrewd businessman.
But his biggest claims to fame in terms of wrestling are AWA champion, and Mickey Rourke based his portrayal in The Wrestler off of him, because he used to bodyguard Mickey.
Great movie.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's real creepy to watch because it's very similar to my dad in terms of the way he does it.
Right.
Oh my goodness.
And some of the stuff in it is also really similar. My dad. It's not written about him, but like my dad used to live in a van behind Gold's Gym on Venice Beach. My dad has hearing aids because his ears got blown out in a boat stunt for a movie once.
Right.
What's your dad's
very
name?
Similar. Magic Schwartz.
Magic Schwartz.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
He also used to bodyguard the Princess of Monaco.
No way.
Yeah. No, Stephanie, her daughter.
Stephanie, the daughter, Marty. Calm down.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And how many? No, so how many siblings do you have?
Well, just the brother.
Just a brother. Oh, okay, okay,
yeah.
Okay, okay. Wow. And was this all before you were born?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, now he almost had a bass fishing show, and then fly fishing rather. Sorry. If he ever listens to this, he'll be mad at me. and then he now rebuilds rat rods.
What is a rat rod?
It's just like, refurbishes rat rods. Because he also builds cars. He built Shaq and Billy Idol's motorcycles because he used to own a motorcycle shop in L.A.
Really?
Yeah.
Your dad's done a lot.
I know. He also was a professional ping pong player. We used to have a list, and we stopped keeping it.
Is your dad Forrest Gump?
No, he just... He just
I'm
going to
stop you right here, and I'm going to say, you're fucking messing with us, is what you're doing.
No, he was also Sergeant at Arms for the Banditos in Texas. Like, he gets bored and moves around a lot.
Holy shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
What's your brother do?
Real estate.
All right.
He's doing very well for himself.
How do I get a hold of your podcast?
You can go to iTunes. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and tomfoolery.com through Libsyn.
Tomfoolery.com. Oh, that's where we get. Oh, that's where we're out of Libsyn.
It's great. Fantastic.
Thank you so much, Cody.
Thank you, Cody, very much.
Yeah, no, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Cody Melcher, everybody.
Well, fortunately, we have about 30 seconds left. Five. Not all at once.
I just don't know what to make of that. The wrestling, real
that was
estate,
awesome.
Ping pong.
That was a lot of. We didn't even talk about our dads, but that's a lot of dad things. I feel like this was a Father's Day podcast in October.
Right. Father's Day in October.
Did your dad do a lot of things?
Oh, he did a lot of things.
I know.
Mostly sold drugs, but he was very good at it. And it made me popular because the kids thought I used drugs. So
really?
But I didn't.
But you do now.
Oh God, I do all the drugs I can get my hands on now. Fuck yeah. If anybody has any drugs, let's do some after this podcast.
I took Chick to the Magic Bus the other day. If you
bunch of fucking hippies,
if
I
you
tell
want a
you
good
what
time in the middle of the day, so what does he do? Naturally we go in. Excuse me, do you guys have a bathroom in here? That was the first thing you said. So then you had to go to the Indian restaurant.
I had to
pee.
Go. I went out. You know where the Magic Bus is, right? I had to walk across the parking lot to go to the Einstein Bakery.
Oh.
Jeremiah's drunk. We need to go.
So I took Chick to the Magic Bus, and all he kept saying was like, oh, these are pretty boxes. What can I put in these boxes? These are very pretty. Can I put
gentlemen,
incense in this?
Seriously, who doesn't love a nice box in this room, huh? Come on. Seriously.
I just got that.
Yeah, well.
I just got it. I did set it up.
All right, this podcast will be out 3 weeks. Whenever I get around to it. That's Jess Hooker. I'm Chick McGee. Thank you for coming to the Off the Air podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Let's do this.
In the morning in the back of the Beamer. Now mama, what's up? I know that you're a schemer, but you can't be frightened when it comes to this. Put down your back tricks, give me a kiss. I got a castle in the Paris, got a crib in the city. I said I'd get you something nice, something pretty, and I did. And you liked it like that, to be so big and to be so fat. Because we up in the mud house, over in the club, getting crumb, bling, bling. I got some love for you. Ass moving so fast, can't think. Big butts bouncing up on the sink. I wish you was here, but I can't be sure. The night's all black, everything's blurred. Got my jacket on, smoking, looking like juice sunny on the table, and my shit's all I'm saying. Ain't got no dough, all got stuff all day. Shoes in the garage, my socks are crew. I got my hair slicked back so I can check out you. I got some nice shit to say and it sounds so good. You wanna write it down so when you're back in the hood, you can check back with it as you hit the pot, make sweet love to it all night. Up in the mud house, over in the club, y'all, we getting crunk, bling, bling. Got some love for you. Ass moving so fast, can't think. The big bus bouncing up on the sink. I wish you was here, but I can't be sure. The night's all black and everything's a blur. I got my jacket on, smoking, looking like you. Honey on my table. That's all I'm saying. Ain't got no dough. All got stuff all day. Ain't got nobody, baby. I can call my shorty. Ain't got no dough. All got's my 40, baby. Ain't got nobody, baby. I can call my shorty.